Okay, we're starting off the first shiur in the series on the Sefer Yichudos Bodus. I'm super excited to start this series. I've been wanting to do something on the topic of Hispodus for a little while now, and I thought this would be a great Sefer to work out of. This Sefer was written by Rav Avram Svi Kluger. Rav Kluger is a mashpia who lives in Beit Shemesh. He has a kehila there. He's putting out on a regular basis a new Sfarim, really on a constant basis, Sefer after Sefer, beautiful Sfarim. Weaving together, you know, different sects of Chassidus, whether it's Chabad and Breslov, and different Maamari Chazal and different Halachos, really presenting them in a beautiful fashion. So we're going to try and use his Sefer here and use his guidance to tap into this avoda, this journey that we're going to take on in trying to get a better understanding of how we could tap into Hispodus, of speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like one friend to another. The reason I'm really excited about starting this Sefer and starting these shiurim in general is because I found for myself that few things, really nothing, has given me the same chizuk, the same koach that Hispodus has given me when I've done it on a consistent basis. And it's something that's very hard for me to do on a consistent basis, and I think it's hard in general, even just from a practical standpoint of scheduling. But I have found that when I actually do it, so it has been extremely influential to me. And of course, it makes sense. Why would it not be? Anytime we try and develop a relationship with Hashem in a more personal, intimate way, of course it's going to be life-changing. Of course it's going to be a game-changer for our avodas Hashem. And that being said, that's something that Rabbi Nachman said himself. Right? He spoke about in Chai Meran. It says here that that Rav Shimon was a follower of Rabbi Nachman. He was once walking with Rabbi Nachman. And then went through the city of Asatin. So the Rebbe had lived there for a while, and while traveling through the fields, the Rebbe was overcome with a great yearning, and he said to Reb Shimon, "How good I had it here! And I experienced the taste of Gan Eden in every single step, because it was in those fields where he used to go for his bodus." And continuing to yearn out of anguish, Rabbi Nachman said, "I had it so good back then. Why do I need all this publicity I have now?" And on another occasion, Rabbi Nachman said that after he would go do his bodus in the fields and he would come back, he would see the world in a completely different way. Everything looked new to him, so much so that he didn't recognize anything that he had seen before. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to tap into this avoda that Rabbi Nachman didn't invent. He didn't invent his bodus, but he really brought it to the forefront of people's mind as it being important avoda. And we're going to try and work on this. And really, it's an opportunity for us. It's a great gift from Hashem that he gave us at this time, at the end of time. And then he's decided to give us a Rebbe like Rabbi Nachman to lead us. Right, to understand and to preach just the importance of developing this personal kesher with Hashem. And it's really, if one really gets to the point of tapping into Hispodus, you're tasting, it's like main Olam Haba, you're tasting Olam Haba in this world. Everyone on their own level, but it's really an opportunity to taste the sweetness in Avodas Hashem. Right, it's something that's spoken about a lot, but it's really hard for us on a consistent basis, even at one point, to feel pleasure, to feel simcha when we do mitzvahs, to feel like this is illuminating our life in a positive way, to feel like, wow, I'm actually developing a kesher with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we're going to try the derech of Hispodus to following through the Sefer, to try and bring us a little bit closer to this very important in Kadosh Avoda. And there's no other way to start than, you know, with a tefillah ourselves, to Hashem, that Hashem, we ask that you help us to fully invest in this avoda and see the fruit of our labor, which should be a deeper connection with you, a stronger connection with you. Just for 10-15 seconds, for anyone who hasn't heard of Hispodus before, or they've heard of it but they don't really know what it is, we'll give just a very basic definition based on the teachings from Rabbi Nachman, and that is for a person to seclude themselves, whether in a field or whether in an empty room, or whether under their blanket, whatever it is, just to seclude oneself and speak to Hashem in their own words, and whatever their mother tongue is, whether it's English, whether it's Hebrew, whether it's Yiddish, whether it's Russian, it doesn't really matter. Just that a person should feel comfortable talking to Hashem, and they shouldn't have to feel like they're breaking their teeth to speak in Hebrew to Him. And that's really it. Just talking to Hashem like He's our friend, like He's somebody that we can trust in, someone that we want to speak to. And what we're going to try and do here is just try and learn a little bit on how we can make this time most valuable, most worthwhile. So let's start off with the first piece. In the Sefer, the Sefer starts off and it shows a few pieces from different teachings of Rabbi Nachman. So we're going to start with the first one. The first one reads, Hispodus himaila gadol elyonim enakol. Hispodus, right, this, we just define this, speaking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this intimate way, is an avoda, it's a spiritual practice that is ola al kol, it's loftier than any other practice. Dehainu legvola al kol panim shau yoter, itbode levado beizicheder o besada o lefaris sichaso beinu lebein kono. Right, the practice of setting aside some time. Right, it's dafka to be koveya time. It's not to say we shouldn't try and talk to Hashem wherever we are, right? It's great to talk to Hashem and, you know, when you're driving home, or when you're in the supermarket, or you're looking for something super important to talk to Hashem in those times. But it's also very important, and that's specifically what we're talking about here, is to be koveya a time to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Because when something's set in my schedule, right, if I make it set in my schedule, I know I'm going to be taking it more seriously. That's just the way we work. So the Rabbi Nachman says we should be koveya this time. It should, you know, it should be, if we could try and make it an hour. Obviously, Rabbi Nachman writes and Rabbi Nosson writes in other places, we do what we can. For some people, it will be 30 seconds to start. For some people, it will be 2 minutes. For some people, it will be a half hour. Some people, there'll be a build-up to get to that hour. Whatever that is for each person. And this speaking to Hashem should be in a field. It should be in a room. And it should be in a way of talking to Him. Should be that we are approaching Hashem and we want to talk to Him in an organized, you know, a nicely presented way. V'vakesh u'litchanin melefanav yisparach. Sheikravu ilav lavodos be'emes. Right, we're going to be requesting and pleading with Hashem. Hashem, bring me closer to You. Bring me closer to Your service. Help me serve You be'emes. Right, because there's a lot of ways we could serve Hashem. Right, there's also a lot of ways we cannot serve Hashem, but there's a lot of ways we can serve Hashem. And even if we are serving Hashem, whether we're going to buy the nicest Luvanes, or we're going to Shul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we're keeping Shabbos Kodesh. So it's very easy to do all those things and not to do it in the most emistic way, right? Maybe we're doing it because it's what we're accustomed to, which is positive. It's great. To serve Hashem on any level is a very positive thing. But to serve Hashem on a level of MS is a lot more difficult. It means that I'm serving Him for the truthful reason of serving Him. Not because it's the way I grew up, or it's what I'm accustomed to, or other people look down on me, or because it's fun or enjoyable. Serving Hashem be'emes means I'm serving Hashem because I believe, or rather I long to bring Him nachas ruach. I want to give Him a dear b'tachtonim. I want to bring out His light in this world. It's not to say we shouldn't have simcha, or we shouldn't be looking for simcha in Rav Hashem. Of course, it's extremely important, as Rabbi Nachman writes about in other places, but that's not what we're dealing with right here. V'anhaga zohi gedola b'mayla ma'od ma'od. And this custom of you know, when someone does this practice of hispodos on they make a koveya in their schedule, so it's a very lofty thing, like we said. V'derech v'itza tova me'od litkarev alav yisparach. If you want to know a great way to come close to Hashem, so this is a great way to come close to Hashem. Why is this such a great way? Kizos hi itza klali shekol al kol. Right, because this etza, this advice that we should be trying to connect to Hashem in this way, is an etza that's kol hal kol. It includes everything else. So why is it all inclusive? Why is this advice all inclusive? And I think the answer is because if the tachlis of our life is to build a kesher with Hashem, right? That's the purpose of all the mitzvahs. The purpose of all the mitzvahs, the purpose of the Torah, is just so we become connected to Hashem, so we feel right a true love of Him, a true fear of Him. It's really hard to fear and love something that we don't have a relationship with. So this advice for us to be performing his bodhus is an advice to start forming a relationship. Start forming a real relationship. We know a real relationship, there needs to be speech, there needs to be communication. And Chazal teach us also that tefillah stands beruma sha'olam. It stands in the loftiest levels of the world, right? But people are mezalzlim bo. We don't take it seriously. We don't take tefillah seriously. We don't take the unbelievable opportunity we have to speak to Hashem whenever we want. Serious enough. V'hu davar hashava lechol nefesh mikatan v'ad gadol ki kulam yicholim l'naheg hanhaga zu v'alidei zeh yavo l'mayla gedola. And Rabbi Nachman is making it very clear. This avoda of speaking to Hashem in such an intimate way is available for every single person. It doesn't matter whether you're the greatest tzaddik or you look at yourself as the lowest rasha. It doesn't matter whether you've never opened up a gemara, you know, shas bal peh. Or if you don't know the first thing about Yiddishkeit, or if you're a posek, this advice of Rabbi Nachman of to do with spodidus is applicable to every single person. And it's also available for every person. No one can claim that I am not holy enough, I'm not holding there to be doing his spodidus. It might not be something that you want to do, and that's your decision, but every single person has the opportunity to do Hasbodus, no matter where they're holding their Avodas Hashem. Because it's not dependent on being a tzaddik. It's not dependent upon going to Tefillah B'Tzibur, which of course we're not belittling here. It's not dependent upon any other thing. The only thing it's dependent on is if a person wants to have a relationship with Hashem, this is a great derech to start that relationship and to enhance that relationship. So many people, so many of us have difficulty going through the Siddur, right? Which is such an important thing to get more comfortable with, whether it's reading the words or understanding them, and it's such an important thing to get more comfortable with. But how many of us have had difficulty tapping into parts of the Siddur, and therefore, which have the more closed-off perspective on tefillah? We view that tefillah isn't necessarily, it's not necessarily for me, or tefillah in this way, or tefillah on this level. I don't really view myself as being able to speak to Hashem in such an intimate way, because I don't really relate to the Siddur so much. The Siddur is one very important way of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it is definitely not the only important way. Hasbodus is about walking outside the typical boxes that have Baruch Hashem been arranged for us to daven through, whether it's Tehillim, whether it's the Siddur, and it's to connect to Hashem in one's own individual way. There's no such thing as having to be at a certain level of holiness to start this practice.
And on the other spectrum,
who can claim that they reach such a level in their Avodas Hashem that they no longer need to work on this basic need to develop more of a relationship with Hashem, right? Nobody would claim that they're so close with their wife that they no longer need to speak to them in a nice way, in an intimate way, in a loving way. It's just not the case. And it's not surprising at all that something that Rabbi Nachman holds is one of the loftiest avodas, or the loftiest avoda, right? It's shava l'chol nefesh. It's possible for anybody to tap into, right? Because Rabbi Nachman is a grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, and this was the Baal Shem Tov spread to the world, right? This belief and this understanding that every single person, regardless of how they view themselves, and regardless of how much Torah they know or how much Torah they have learned, anybody can be close to Hashem, right? And this is something that Rabbi Nachman lived in his own life as well. Right, he interacted with all different types of Jews, and he didn't limit himself to only dealing with tzaddikim or dealing with people that weren't as righteous. He dealt with everybody. Right, it's well known that he dealt with the maskilim, and he had all these. At the same time, he had a lot of very holy followers. As the piece finishes off, Ashrei Sheyachaz Bazeh, praiseworthy is the person who takes advantage of this amazing opportunity Hashem has given us. It's always so interesting to see how relevant the ideas of Rabbi Nachman are for our generation specifically. Right? What generation needs more of this message of Hashem wants an individual connection with you? Hashem wants you to use what you believe is special about yourself to connect to Hashem. It's a generation that's thirsting and striving for and in need of a way of connecting to Hashem in their own individual way. This is a generation that Baruch Hashem wants to express itself in the way they want to express itself, and they don't want to be told how to express themselves. So what greater outlet is there to express oneself than the outlet of expressing oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Nachman of Breslov isn't looking to fight the times. They're looking to show us how to use the times we're in, right, with the feeling so many of us have that we need to express ourselves in a certain way that just hasn't been done maybe in the past. So Rabbi Nachman teaches us how to do it in an appropriate way, how to bring light to the world with such an expression. Okay, let's skip to the next paragraph. V'halo Hashem Yisbarach Kfar Karanu Banim. And it's well known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls us sons. He calls us his children. K'mo shekasuv banim atem Hashem Elokeichem. Right? Hashem says, your sons to Hashem, your God. Al kein tov mo'od lefar yisichasuv v'sar lefanov Yisbarach keben shekobel lefnei aviv. And therefore, it's the fitting thing that we should be able to express ourselves, like a son expresses himself to a father. There shouldn't have to be a feeling of, I feel awkward talking to Hashem with my own words, in my own way. I feel uncomfortable. I feel judged. It's weird. It's normal to feel that way at first, when a person starts to sport a boost, and that's okay. But the reality is, it should be super comfortable, because it shouldn't be any different than a father, a son talking to a father. And Bezer Hashem, through us working on this together and going through the Sefer together, we'll get to that point. We'll really feel like we're, a son and a father speaking. B'tinua shalchim v'rachum shakorin pishtin. Right? It should be pleasant. It should be nice. It should be kind. V'af im nidmila adam shalfi masav enu keben lefan of Yisbara. And sometimes, right, this is something that, is very familiar to us. We feel like maybe I shouldn't be called the son of Hashem. Right, any child who rebels so much against his father, I don't know if I could really even call myself a son anymore, because I don't think Hashem looks at me as his son. Because, you know, all the times I've messed up and all the times I've strayed from him, how distant I am from him right now. So anybody who's a little bit familiar with the writings of Breslov knows how far that is from the truth. There's no such thing as being so far from Hashem, right, that we're no longer called his son. Because even if a person feels so distant from Hashem, it doesn't matter. They're still called his son. They're still called his child. Because regardless of where we're holding, regardless of, you know, whether we're on a down streak or whether we're doing pretty good in our voice to Hashem at the moment, we're called sons. Hashem looks at us as his child. He looks at us for what we are, not for what we've done. And this is vital to keep in mind when we approach Hashem in his Hesvodus. And we'll do just the last paragraph here. V'yu kol divrei v'sichosai, this last piece from Likutei Tfilos. Likutei Tfilos is a sefer that Rav Nassim composed of. Rav Nassim was Rav Nachman's main student. So he composed tefillos based on the teachings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and he recorded them. So this is a tefillah of Rav Nassim. V'yu kol divrei v'sichosai imach panim al panim. Hashem, let my conversation with you, let my speaking with you, be as if it's from one person speaking to another. We're speaking face to face. Kashir yedaber ish al reo, like a friend speaking to his fellow friend. Pe'al pe'al daber imach. Es kol asher asayim levavi. I should be able to express to you all that's going on in my heart, and I should be able to pour my soul out to you. Everything that's happened to me, I want to be able to share with you. I want to be able to be real with you, share my broken heart with you. Like a child just trying to speak with his father, trying to beg with his father. I think we'll stop here for the day, and Bezor Hashem will pick up. We'll do the introduction outside, then the next introduction outside, and then we'll start the Sefer. Bezor Hashem.